It is a riot on Radio U.
Happy Friday.
Yes,
let's enjoy
Friday.
The weekend.
Yeah. What do you have planned for the weekend? Anything?
Now that you say that, it sounds lame when I have no answer, like nothing planned.
Oh, yeah.
You expect like, oh, I should have something.
I have some things planned.
Yeah.
But I don't want to tell anybody what they are, because here's what I'm noticing. Nothing makes people come after me and try to ruin my plans like me making plans.
And when people find out about the plans.
Yeah. And it's just like,
guys, not the person you're planning with, but like outside people. They're like, oh, yeah.
I don't want anybody to know about it.
You want to keep them secret?
Yes. These are my secret plans.
That's perfectly fine.
And I'll tell you what, after I have the plans, I'll be happy to tell you about the plans.
But then.
I'm doing the plans. I don't want to talk about him until it happens.
Okay.
All right? That's it.
Deal.
Oh, it's me stretching. And look.
And he's back.
In the podcast today, we talk about the X-Files, Taco Bell again. We've got, oh, man, Bill Gates doesn't want you to have a phone. How much sugar is in a unicorn frappuccino?
Oh, that one hurts.
I'll just tell you right now, that's going to hit you and then smack you. When you hear it, you're going to be like, no.
That's the unicorn's horn and hoofs.
Oh, my gosh.
That's both.
It's absurd. Mario Kart 8, what the heck is snooker, and a food fight featuring two kinds of Mountain Dew that are very green and very white.
When we look up the sugar content on those, is quite similar to Starbucks Frappuccinos with unicorn Frappuccino.
But we only had a little sip.
We just had a little taste test of it. Oh, that's
Time's up. Come to think of it, what did I do with those cans?
Of the drinks?
I took them into the break room, but what did I do after that?
Did you throw them out?
I don't remember. So, if there's like...
They're in the bathroom, just sitting there on there.
They might be.
Next to the sink.
They might be. I don't know.
Attention Radio U staff, if you find two opened Mountain Dew cans for the green and white label ones...
You can have them.
You can have them. They're fine.
We poured into cups. We did not drink directly from the can.
Well, enjoy your guys' weekend or whenever you're listening to this, and have a very, very wonderful day.
Bye.
This is some of the worst riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the riot.
Look, I know there are real problems in the world. Like real problems. But this morning, I experienced what I consider to be a first world problem that is a real problem.
It's still a problem. It just might not be the worst.
Right. So this morning, it's cascading events. I was out of coffee, so I needed to get coffee. Which means, why should I bother with breakfast at home? I don't have any coffee. I'll just go to the place where they make coffee and they have food, too. So I decided to go to McDonald's.
And it's Friday. You might as
well. Friday,
but, treat yourself, which is what we're not supposed to do.
Yeah, treat yourself, which is why I'm fat. It's fine. So driving in, hit McDonald's, get, super long line. I think one person was working, but I was early. I had time to spare. I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to sit here and play with my phone and wait for this thing to happen. So I got my coffee, and it's fine. Whatever. McDonald's coffee. Fine. Got my sandwich, a McGriddle. Delicious beyond words. But the problem with the McGriddle is this. Like, you could chart on a line graph. It's just, up and then way, way down. Because satisfaction while you're eating it, after you eat it. And then eventually you think about just how bad it was for you.
The
and then
crash
you're like,
afterwards.
Man, why did I do that? That was 600 calories. I could have eaten an entire room full of certain kinds of food. And instead I'm like, yeah, pack that in as densely as you can. But we're still not to the tragedy. So the lady, who is frazzled beyond words, hands me my food and I drive off. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to eat this burger and I'm going to sip this Diet Coke. Might as well get one. It's only a dollar. Just a dollar. I'll take one. So I got it.
Yeah.
There's no straw.
And we have no straw here, do we?
Why would we have a straw here? This is a radio station.
There's no need for straws.
I mean, it makes perfect sense that they would have straws at McDonald's. That's a restaurant. But this is a radio station. They both start with
R. We don't have that.
No straws. So now I have this big...
That is a first world problem.
I have this big drink.
Aww.
And I have no straw for
it. Hey, in my car, I have one of those stainless steel reusable... Oh, no, I have a big plastic straw that goes with my smoothie cup.
Yeah.
We can wash it and you can use it.
That's a maybe.
It's a possibility.
It is.
It is the size that works with that cup.
Yeah.
Or you can just take the lid off while away from the work surface and then have your soda and then put the lid back on and then carefully place it to the side.
That's what I've been doing. You remove the lid, take a little sip, put it back. At this rate, I'll be drinking it till next week.
Because it's just a little hint. In radio, one does not drink one's drink without a lid in the studio.
Like a really good lid.
Might not be enough, but you got to be careful.
My first world problems will become a third world problem when I'm banished. It's a thing.
Because you had a lot of soda in there and it's everywhere.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
You know, I don't want to get into all of the finer points of what's going on at Fox News right now. Bill O'Reilly has been fired. He didn't take time off whenever he's been fired. There are all these allegations of assault and harassment. I don't know. Like, they're allegations, so that's true. Like, did he do it? I have absolutely no idea. But I do know this. They fired him, and he was under contract.
So that means that you're still getting a lot of money.
They are saying, and, you know, is it confirmed? We don't completely know. But he's probably going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 million.
Isn't that amazing?
For getting fired!
For getting fired. You're getting all that money right now.
They have to fire you and then pay you for a bunch of work you didn't do. And I've thought about this. Okay, like now he's got court, legal proceedings, whatever. Let's say that he manages to escape all of that. The guy is no longer famous. He's now infamous.
Yeah.
So this infamous personality, you've got all this money. What do you do with yourself?
Well,
you pretty much feel like you can't go out in public to a certain extent.
No, I'm sure he's comfortable with that.
You think so? Yeah,
I think he's fine.
He was that guy, like everybody likes all the yelling.
It seems like with that personality, he'd be just fine, and I'm sure he'd find another place to work at just fine as well.
Okay. All right. Because my thought is that, you know, with $20 million, I feel like I could move to another country and get a wig or something and live a perfectly happy life.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like, probably not.
Like, I think I could. Wait, you mean?
He would probably not.
I was going to say, what, you need $25 million? Or like,
I need little bit more than
just
that.
Just a little bit extra?
Oh, no. I would like to think I could comfortably spend the rest of my life with $1 million. So I don't even need all that.
Okay, so if you had to, you're going to leave the United States.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, no, I know. But I'm saying, like, where do you take your $20 million and go? Like, do you go to Canada? Because I hear the exchange rate is not great right now for them.
No.
So you can really go up there and spend some money.
I'd probably go somewhere in Asia.
Okay.
I would just kind of just be like, hey, where'd she go? Do you remember her?
Like, yeah, whatever happened to her? But then they could never find you.
And I would just be gone.
Because you lived in South Korea now?
Something like that.
Okay. All right.
I might pick a more inexpensive part of Asia, but yeah. I'd find some place.
I want to get in a position in life where punishment is lucrative. Because that's, like, if you look at so many of these people, like the ones that finally get the lawsuits and the whatever, when they get quote-unquote punished, they make millions of dollars without working.
Well, it seems like
that's the punishment.
With, like, sports, you get it with that.
Yeah.
You get it with media, like, contracts. And it seems like with some teacher contracts. So you contracts.
I think the word is contract.
That's what you need to have.
I need to get into a contract so I can immediately get out of it, but still have to be paid.
But not have to do anything wrong, like deserving of it, but just somehow get out of it with getting paid.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could do the whole thing where it's like, you don't technically do anything wrong, but you just annoy people enough that they're like,
they want you out anyways.
We want to fire you so bad, it's worth paying this money just to get rid of you.
Is that?
It's like, you know, technically in the handbook, it doesn't say I have to shower. It's not in there. You can put it in there now, but
yeah, but if we've kept you this long, we're going to keep you long enough.
Want to shove the Riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
So Fox has announced that the X-Files is returning again.
The X-Files?
Yeah, remember?
So that was a show, was it in the 80s or 90s, or when was that on?
90s.
90s, but then I thought...
No, it actually ran all the way through the 2000s.
Then there was a movie?
There have been two movies.
And then I thought the show came back again.
It did.
Or was that 24 I'm confusing it for?
Both. actually, Fox is just like, what do we have?
Let's just make bring it back again.
Because, you know, Prison Break is back.
Yes.
Which I never watched that and never watched it now. Like, never watched.
Well, you're consistent.
Yeah. So there's that. 24 is back, which I think it's done, though. And I'll tell you, I watched the first three episodes.
So really something.
Yeah.
But that at least had someone. That one had someone new as the main guy.
It did.
So is X-Files coming back as like the same, or are they going to do new stuff?
X-Files is coming back, same peeps, which they had last January, not this year, but January of 16, they had a limited run of X-Files episodes. And so they did, I think it was six episodes, and now they're saying, hey, it's back. They're doing a 10-episode series this time. I would just like to recommend that it be good.
If you're going to go 10.
Yeah.
That seems to be... Well, that was, I think, the length of the 24 stuff, too.
What? No, it was longer than that.
Really?
I thought it just started
at the end of January, but
it
yeah,
did.
Maybe.
But I want to say, I mean, not a lot longer. I think that 24 is like a 12 or 13 episode thing, so this is only 10.
I still feel 10 is generous. When it comes to like, this is some, it's an old show.
Well, to be blunt, after the limited run I saw last year, I'll say yes. 10 episodes is generous.
I mean, that's a lot to fill up, but maybe it'd be better if Fox or other networks told shows, like, you tell us how many you can do. We want some really good quality episodes. So is there going to be 4, maybe 8, 10 if it's really, really, really good?
Okay. I don't know. Like, I'm just going to read this to you.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me, I'm looking for those keywords that, like, that help you know that this is inflated and garbage, like the best movie released on a Monday or whatever. But here's the direct quote. The 2016 six-episode revival drew an average multi-platform, that might be one of the words.
That's the key thing right there.
Audience of nearly 16 million viewers, becoming last season's number 2 broadcast drama.
Okay, there are some keywords.
There are keywords.
The multi-way, meaning
multi-platform,
it's
right.
Not just like live during the show, everybody's watching it.
So they counted, if you watched it on Hulu, you got counted.
Yes, okay. And so they're saying, and they said, what was the end? Broadcast drama?
Broadcast drama.
Even that, though, there should have been way others.
That's what I'm thinking. It should have been like broadcast dramas that premiered in January on the moon in quarter full. What, something.
With X in it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Something like that.
Well, people maybe were just interested enough to watch it, but I don't think people liked it, or at least it wasn't anything amazing, and so now you get 10 more.
Yeah, it's coming back. So it looks like that's going to be something they say that they're filming this summer, and it will start...
During the cold winter sun.
During the cold winter sun.
Sometime next winter.
Sometime in the, they're saying the 2017-2018 season.
It's not X-Men, it's X-Files.
That's right, but remember, they're making another X-Men TV show, but they're not going to call that one X-Men.
Of course not.
It's going to be called something else. It's going to be another show that gives you 10% of what you wanted.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps, or you come in late, or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
It's a discussion that you no doubt had. Maybe loudly, maybe many times. And I'm going to say maybe you threw in some drama. Words like, but everybody else.
Everybody's doing it?
But they have. To which your parents responded like, well, I'm not their parents. Or so on and so forth. That discussion that you have with your parents over your first cell phone and how you think you should have it, you know, when you're probably 4 or 5 and your parents are like, well, not until you're blank.
Sure.
Well, Bill Gates recently did an interview with a British newspaper. And one of the things that we find out is that Bill Gates didn't let his kids have a phone until they were 14.
It seems way older than a lot of people nowadays.
Well, what I think is interesting is when you look at a lot of these kind of tech magnates, gurus, whatever, these guys.
The richer the person is.
Yeah, the more you find them doing things like this where it's like, I didn't let my kids drive till they were 18.
Like, they're not getting any of my money or their phone.
I bought them a super crappy car, you know.
Teaching them a lesson.
Right. Right. But I'm amazed by that because it's that idea of a lot of times your parents be like, look, if you want a phone, you got to pay for it or whatever. You know, they turn it into a money thing. Bill Gates, like he could never use money as a, you know, we can't really afford for you to go everywhere. No.
Yeah.
He's going to have other reasons built in for stuff like that. The other thing I love that I learned about Bill Gates, aside from the fact that he obviously oppresses his children withholding privileges for no apparent reason. He also wears a $10 Casio watch.
And you see the other part they kept bringing up?
That he loves McDonald's?
Yeah. They're like, McDonald's is going, okay, keep saying that.
Yes.
But
yes.
I had heard that about him before.
Well, okay, but...
They're pointing it out like he will spend money on items that perhaps if you were a whatever he is, how many heirs he is because he's so wealthy.
He's one of the richest men in the world.
You wouldn't expect him to go to McDonald's.
Right. Well, but okay, that's the thing that's funny is I just look at that and go, well, this is a guy that started out as a normal guy. Like, you know, there are plenty of people in the world that are rich, but they've inherited their wealth. Bill Gates made all his money. And so that means he started building, you know, computers in his garage. Like, that's a real...
Probably eating McDonald's then.
Exactly.
So
He liked McDonald's then. And so there's no reason why he's not going to like McDonald's now.
Good point.
Makes perfect sense. I mean, I don't wear a watch. That doesn't happen. But if, you know, after I get fired and I get my $20 million from my contract being broken.
Yeah, from your package. Yeah, sure.
I imagine that it won't change me very much.
Of course not.
Not really.
You'll still love the things that you love.
The thing that I think that would change me, you know, if I was suddenly handed the Bill Gates scale of cash is the size of my TV. And I would probably drive a different car than I do now.
Oh, really? I like your car.
No, I do too. But
it's practical. I mean, it's just perfect.
I think that I would probably, I don't know, maybe not.
And maybe you'd have a day car and then a fun car.
Yeah, that's what I think it would be. And then the other thing that would change is like I would never cook or clean again as long as I live, ever.
And he means ever, like for real.
So I mean, like even if I was getting McDonald's, I wouldn't be getting it. Like someone would be getting it and bringing it to me.
Good call.
And if that sounds lazy, believe it.
It's the Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's the Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
I don't know about you guys, but. The internet finally started to work on me, and I figured, screw it, let's do this! And I went to Starbucks yesterday looking for a unicorn frappuccino.
Did you really, or are you just being... Did you really go?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know if you were just like being like everybody else was.
Well, okay, the thing is, like a lot of times, you guys don't know this, but I've got the tracker turned on my phone so Nikki can know where I am. And a lot of times I'll text her and be like, hey... This is where I'm going. Is that okay?
Just to make sure. Yeah. I mean, you're being accountable.
I will tell you that last night I went dark for 30 minutes, didn't tell Nikki where I was.
And you went and got one?
Well.
Or you tried to get one?
Tried.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Really?
Of all, they have nothing left.
I think though, at that point, they're just like telling us
what,
it's sold out.
Lying?
Well, yeah, because they don't want to deal with it anymore. Because there was story after story yesterday of people being mad if you were going in and ordering a unicorn drink.
That the baristas hate it.
Yeah, like just everybody at Starbucks is not having it.
No, just like a rundown. Like here's somebody that worked at like on Reddit. They were saying that are they in Houston? I don't know if they gave their location. Why I think Houston, I can't remember. But they said they sold 500 unicorn frappuccinos in the first day by 7 p.m.
Jeez.
By 5:30, they had run out of mango and they were using raspberry. And then after 7 p.m., they said that they basically...
Just can't do it anymore.
They turned away, in his words, hundreds of people. After 7 p.m.
What location was that?
This one, I actually don't know which location. That's somebody that works at a Starbucks talking about it on Reddit. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So let's see. A few other baristas posting on Reddit, they said that they sold over 300 at one store. They worked at a Krobucks, which is a Starbucks inside a Kroger.
I never heard that term. I love that.
Isn't that great?
That's so, like when you go in and it's like it's not a freestanding Starbucks on its own, but you never know like what it's going to really have.
So, but it is just the same story over and over again of people running out of ingredients and apparently customers reacting very poorly
are mad at
when
it.
They find out that the unicorn is gone. So I just went in because I was like, whatever, like that'll be something interesting to talk about on the show. And lo and behold,
no,
the magic of the unicorn is that it disappears.
So if you want one, you got to go early.
You do have to go early.
Very, very, very early.
Like first day that they announce something early. So I thought, Nikki, that perhaps today you and I could lick my unicorn wounds.
What? Yes.
What?
Nothing. We could do that. And yeah. Should we try to get one?
No. Not that. I just thought we have two flavors of Mountain Dew in the fridge that we have not yet done.
That's right.
A Riot food fight for. So I thought maybe, you know, sometime in the next little bit, you and I could get out the cups, crack open some cans, just sit back and sip a little this morning.
Sounds good.
Okay.
What would I rather have? A deliciously wonderful unicorn magical drink or some more Mountain Dew flavors?
I'd actually take the Mountain Dew.
Would you over it?
I don't know. The unicorn frapp would be a unique opportunity.
For the fun of it, I would like to, yes, try a unicorn frappuccino, but like I wouldn't probably ever order it again. But Mountain Dew-wise, people have, I think, Mountain Dew more day-to-day.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted a unicorn frappuccino so I could take a picture of myself with it.
That's why everybody wanted it.
I mean, if they would just have a prop at the store that they would let me come in and use.
Like a plushie.
Yeah, like for a dollar, you can take your picture with this frappuccino.
It's like, here, that's all you needed.
Sweet.
The Riot.
Apparently, some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Let's talk about Taco Bell. Get out the plastic. Put the water bottles in the
bathroom.
Whenever
you say get out the plastic, I feel it's like you're going to kill somebody and that's what it's out for.
Taco Bell's going to kill your intestines.
It's not. That's fine.
That's what they do. Benton, Arkansas. Taco Bell got a phone call. They got a phone call from someone claiming to be Pamela Miller. Now, that doesn't mean anything to you. But to the employees at Taco Bell, they apparently knew that Pamela Miller is a vice president with Taco Bell. So the person that called told the employee that answered the phone, whose name is being withheld, that their restaurant's manager was about to be arrested by U.S. Marshals for voiding customer receipts and pocketing money.
Yeah.
So Pamela told the employee to take a few thousand dollars from the safe, put it in a bank bag, give it to someone at work that she could trust, who would then receive further instructions.
Okay, this sounds bad.
So,
and they did it?
Oh, yeah. The employee told, or the VP, Pamela Miller, quote unquote.
It's not really right. Pamela, in case you're not following along with that.
Told the employee that she was watching everything they did through the security cameras in the restaurant, so they needed to work right away.
Now, that sounds like an ex-Taco Bell employee, if I ever heard of one.
You think so?
It has to be someone with an inside job who knows all the stuff. So, who knows the right words to say to make you think that that's that person?
All right, so the employee gets the money, gives it to the other worker, and then instructions are given on how to wire them the money. Not even kidding. So after the employee was gone, about an hour after the phone call, that's when the first manager was like,
where'd the money go?
You know what? Just some person telling me to wire him money to keep my boss out of jail seems a little funny.
That's when they start questioning themselves on the choices they made?
An hour
after,
later.
Maybe it's this person who's the inside job.
An hour later.
It reminds me of the stories of like, it was Burger King's and a few other places where someone calls in like claiming to be a fire marshal and said, oh, there's a gas leak, bust out the windows.
Yes.
Remember those?
I do.
And employees would be like, yes, okay, fine, we will, because they care and they want everybody to be safe, but it's a prank call.
So they ended up apparently finding the people that they wired the money to. So they're busted. But the police have put out a report like, hey, everybody, just a heads up, like this, if that happens, it's not real. Now, Bill just texted us and says this happens all the time.
It does? I've never worked fast food, so I'm not sure, like, if this is a thing.
Yeah, no, I never worked fast food either. I worked at a farm market, and I also...
That's a slow food.
The corn comes in.
Oh, is it?
Not when the corn comes in.
It's fast.
It's pretty crazy. Strawberry season worked me over.
Well, I meant... That's true. It's true. Still remembers that.
You ever
that.
Been to a farm market on a Saturday?
It's crazy.
It's nightmare fuel.
Okay. True.
And I've worked at a record store, and I worked at an Old Navy, which is the scariest of all of them. And I've worked here, so no food.
No
and
food.
You know,
here.
I feel like it's best that I'm not prepping your food.
No food, and we have no discount here. Yeah.
Hey, just a heads up: if anybody calls your restaurant, it's a prank. Those are the only kind of calls you guys get.
Who's calling nowadays to complain or a prank?
Unless you guys have a to-go thing, that might not be a prank.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Well, here they is.
We got more to drink.
We've got a lot of Mountain Dew flowing around here. So these are our last two cans, though. We've got Mountain Dew Green Label, which is dew with crafted green apple kiwi. And then we've got Mountain Dew White Label, crafted tropical citrus.
Which one should we try first?
Well, I say we go with the white because the green looks really funky.
The green seems like it might overpower, so I wouldn't want to start off with it first.
And it's a little scary how I labeled the cups to make sure we knew which was which, but the stuff that came out of the white can is, it's not clear, it's white. And the stuff that came out of the green can is bright green.
It's obviously the green label.
Okay,
so what's the white one again?
This tropical? Is crafted tropical citrus.
Kind of smells like a Sprite. Kind of tastes a bit like a Sprite with a little bit something on the back end.
You're definitely right about it being very Sprite-y.
Mm-hmm.
Very Sprite-y.
Not 7-Up-y, but Sprite-y.
Which is different.
There's a different taste.
I can't tell you what that flavor is, but I know that flavor from something else. It is a tropical fruit, like a
coconut or mango or...
Okay, you know how there's Starburst, like regular Starburst?
Yeah.
And then they have like weird spin-off Starburst. It tastes like a weird spin-off Starburst
at the end
that they put into a Mountain Dew.
See, a lot of times I'm still a big fan of Sprite when it comes to, like, if you're not feeling very good, if you just want something medicinal.
So if you wanted a ton of extra sugar plus
whatever else is in here, maybe this could fill that Sprite void, but I don't know. It's something.
Oh my. All right, you ready to move on?
I feel like I might get sick if I try to drink a whole can of that.
Oh, I could not begin to do
this. It's just not quite the flavor. But let me tell you, this Mountain Dew Green Label thing. Oh, it smells like a Jolly Rancher or like a Dum Dum, like a green sucker just melted down into it.
It definitely smells like apple Jolly Rancher.
It smells really, really good.
And it's green apple kiwi. And I love apples and I love kiwis.
You like kiwis?
And I like Mountain Dew.
Mm. So you like the combination?
It is way more apple than kiwi, I think.
Yeah, you could hardly get the kiwi.
Like, I taste a little kiwi. Yes, the apple has to fade.
Yeah, in order the kiwi.
So the kiwi can shine.
The kiwi reminds me, normally you'll get like a strawberry-kiwi combo, and it tends to, yes, kiwi gets kicked to the end usually as a flavor, but for an apple-kiwi combo, out of everything, probably like this the most.
Yeah.
Okay. But it walks that fine line between medicine... Just like I don't quite know. Like something melted, you left it in your car, and then there's your drink.
The thing I feel like is that if you would just go ahead and just drink this thing and not think about it, you could probably just burn through it, no big deal.
Down the can.
But taking a moment to reflect on the many subtle hints and flavors.
The layers of it all.
Yeah.
None of them, even the ones we tried last week for the new Mountain Dew label ones, none of them seem like a replacement for an everyday soda.
No, I agree with that.
It's not an everyday Mountain Dew.
But in fairness,
I don't know
Nikki,
if that's what they're wanting.
I don't think so, because like they're larger cans. This is it looks like a Monster drink can. It's 16 ounces instead of 12, and you can't buy, you have to buy them individually. Like, you cannot buy them in a case or a pack, and they don't sell them as 2 liters. Like, this is the only way to purchase it. So, I feel like they also embrace the idea.
It's every so often.
Of a one and done.
I feel like, do you feel like your throat...
Oh, gosh. It's not good!
It's like warm from the soda. And that was in the fridge. Just the flavor.
There's
the,
no alcohol in
no,
it.
No, it's just the
a
fruit.
A curious warmth spreading across my chest.
It's like the fruit and stuff just kind of
what happens when you mix them?
Soothes your way down your throat.
When you mix them, it looks like Ecto Cooler.
So if you mix the
crafted green apple kiwi with the tropical citrus.
What do you get? Is it any better? Or?
An overall much better flavor.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
Okay, now, if anybody wants to do this at home, take all the Mountain Dew new flavors, mix all four of those together, and let us know.
Yeah, of course, by mixing them together, we're just more closely approaching Mountain Dew with extra sugar.
Yes! It's even the green now. I don't understand.
You're right. The color is almost right.
Okay, so maybe all these new craft spiked flavors from Mountain Dew, they just took apart the Mountain Dew formula.
That could be it.
And they made it separate flavors, but then combined still forms Voltron.
They're like, pull a more apple in it. It's the same stuff. It's just more of the apple.
More of that flavor.
All right. Well, I'm not mad that we tried them.
Sure.
But you know what, Nikki? I'm not mad about anything. I feel great.
It's pretty hard to get that way.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
I want to say hi to Alicia. She actually just texted about the unicorn frappuccino that we were talking about a little bit.
Did she grab one today?
She didn't, but she asked me about the sugar content. Do you know how much sugar?
Don't even want to know, because every time someone posted about that yesterday, they're like, I got one, but you wouldn't even, like, you'd die finding out.
You don't want to know at all?
I guess, but okay. I know I'll be shocked.
All right. In a unicorn frappuccino.
Wait, let me guess.
Okay.
Is it like 70 grams of sugar?
You know what? You went high.
Yeah.
Just so you could feel better.
Yes.
So I would have to tell you, no, not that much.
Oh, okay. Well, how many is it?
59 grams of sugar.
How many are we supposed to have per day?
Okay, well, I don't know that, but how about this? She did the math for me. Do you know how many teaspoons is 59 grams of sugar?
I do not.
That would be 15 teaspoons of sugar. So just go over to a thing of sugar with a teaspoon and just go.
And put 15 in there?
And put 15. If you put that in a cup of coffee, you'd die.
Yeah, but that's what makes it magical.
Well, I mean it.
That's the magic of the unicorn. I'm trying to figure out how much sugar. It seems like we're supposed to have like around
5 grams, probably.
61 is what my one thing says.
Oh, well, look, then you still have 2 grams of sugar to go.
The sugar's in everything. Oh. Outside of water, it's legitimately in everything that we eat. Even
it's
if you don't
true.
Think sugar's in it, sugar's in it.
If you would decide to yourself that you wanted to start limiting your sugar intake,
you're not eating anything.
That's why you have to go to weird grocery stores, because even your bread has sugar. It's like everything you can think of, they've poured a cup of sugar into it.
So basically, if you get a unicorn frappuccino, that is pretty much your entire day.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It's a good day, but
you know what? You can have all the water you want, Nikki.
That's right, because that's all you're getting afterwards.
All
you can't even put lemon in that water. You're
all the water
nothing.
You want. You can't know lemon? Is there sugar in lemons?
Well, it's a, yeah. I mean,
but it's fruit, but it's so sour.
Well, it has to have something.
Doesn't
in
have
it.
Like the anti-sugar in it?
I don't know.
So that isn't that what you do? Like if you've had too much sugar, you suck on lemons?
Like a detox?
Isn't that a thing?
I don't know.
No, I'm just making it up.
Are
I
you
just,
really?
Yeah, I am making it up. I just feel like somebody somewhere is like,
that's
yeah,
a great idea.
For every teaspoon of sugar I have, I suck on this lemon, and that cancels it out.
So you're gonna have to get a unicorn frappuccino and then go to the grocery store and get a lemon.
Actually, I like to just put sugar on my lemons. That's
actually
really
well with
good.
A grapefruit. A lot of people do that with breakfast, and then you put sprinkle just a little bit of the magical fairy dust on your grapefruit.
You know what though? I found is that if you put a lot on there, it tastes better.
Like 15 teaspoons of it?
Yeah. That's like unicorn levels of magic.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Snooker. Snooker!
Nikki,
you're like, what is snooker?
I am reading a write-up right now about an Australian snooker player.
So like here we play pool, but a variation of it. I don't know which came first, but
no idea.
I know on the other parts of the world, they play snooker.
Snooker.
And we play pool, but it is a different game.
It is.
It looks the same, but it's different.
But it's different. Nikki and I just like it because these two guys named Mitchell and Webb do a skit in which they are...
They're snooker commentators.
They do snooker commentary.
Man.
And it's probably one of our favorite things ever.
Is it like set like in the 70s or is it that like current
it
day?
It has to be. It has
I don't
to
remember.
Be. It's these two guys smoking uncontrollably in a room. It's so funny. But I say it's so funny, but I feel like you guys might not appreciate it on the level that Nikki and I do.
But it's like this old school, really weird commentator thing. And I don't know if maybe we enjoy it more because in radio, we're not very far off from
we're
that.
We're not. It's about two people locked in a room talking about like whatever.
And that's kind of this thing right here. But if you ever hear us do this phrase, you could put a goldfish.
You could put a goldfish in it and it wouldn't even die.
Because they drink so much. They were talking about like, how, wait, that's water, because the goldfish wouldn't even die, so it's not strong enough.
Right. So you guys, you had to be there. You had fine.
But that's all we know about snooker is based on of this sketch.
All right, well, I'm about to teach you more. Neil Robertson, a professional Australian snooker player, he says that he's a former world champion. He says that he has not been playing snooker as well because instead of playing snooker, he's been playing League of Legends and FIFA.
Uh-oh, he's got addicted to another game?
Yeah, he says that League of Legends is the most consuming game of all time. Those kinds of games, this is a quote from him, are designed to take over your life. You find yourself sitting in front of a computer screen for 6, 7, 8 hours straight. Obviously, that's not healthy. In addition to League, he said he also played World of Warcraft for a while. I was part of a raid team and we played a few nights a week. When we got out to China for a tournament, I was trying to make the raid slot. So dude flew to China from Australia to play snooker and he was more worried
about
playing World of Warcraft than
his actual game
about doing snooker.
Is he saying this because he wants help or like is he done with snooker or he's just making this is he's just telling people why he's had a bad couple of games?
Well, he had an interview with Eurosport, which is not they're a sport magazine from Europe. That's really hard to get from Eurosport, I know. But he said that when he realized the effect of playing too many video games was on his career, like the bad effect, he pulled back in favor of more sedate pursuits.
Games.
Dude, he said he was addicted. Like, you know somebody's addicted when they use this phrase. You ready? I'm 2 months sober. And he's talking about games.
Oh, wow, he really was.
So he's out. He says he still plays some video games, but absolutely no online multiplayer games. So only offline games. Like, will not play online at all.
I mean, his career was playing a game, snooker.
Offline. So that's okay.
I don't think there's a big online world of that game.
Yeah, just because you don't know about it here doesn't mean it's not big somewhere.
You're right.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
It's Ray Reza. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
Hey. Look, we've all got our quirks, right? Those weird little things about us. I can't decide if I have almost none or I'm so loaded.
You're so full of them.
I'm so absolutely full of them that it's very hard to pick one.
That's a worry, isn't it? And that's not something I think you can figure out. I think that's a collection of friends letting you know.
They call them psychological blind spots. It's like the things that about yourself that you just can't see. And I just...
But they're there.
I don't know if I want to know what they are or not. Part of me is just like, you know what? Don't tell me.
You don't have them in a negative way. It's just your charm.
Just let it be. Let me be whatever. So that being said, I do think there are things about us that are probably a little rough. Like some of them are quirks. But then some of the stuff we do, you know, it comes from damage. Like we've been hurt. Whether it was a relationship that went bad and your reaction to that relationship was...
Now affects how you act now.
It affects all the relationships that came after it. Like whether it was the thing with your parents or somebody that you dated or like whatever. I do think that all of us on some level are wounded and we react to those wounds. And here's something that I want you to know that I think is amazing is that God knows not just your fun quirks, all right? But he also knows where your wounds are and how those have affected you. And you want to know something funny? Do you know God actually doesn't want to wipe out your quirks? God doesn't want to turn you into a weird robot that's not you anymore. God likes your quirks. Like, God, if you can imagine Jesus having a good laugh at some of the goofy stuff you do, he loves you and thinks there are things about you that are downright hilarious. But he also knows the things that come from a place where you've really been hurt and you don't know what to do or whatever. God's interested in healing those things. He doesn't want to mess with the really good stuff, but he's really interested in getting in and helping you heal in those places where it's actually, it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. And it's maybe even sometimes leading to more bad things. That's how much God loves you. Not touch the good stuff. Take care of the bad stuff. Let him in. Man, let God come in and help you out. Just say, Jesus, I'm wounded. I got things. I don't even know what all the things are. Could you come in and point some of them out? Could you heal me? Could you help me? And God is absolutely 100% interested in doing that.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
Nikki, I've been playing Mario Kart 8 for 3 years. No, seriously. Mario Kart 8 came out in May of 2014.
Okay.
For the Wii U. But now everybody got Switch.
Or at least so they need to switch it up.
So Mario Kart 8 Deluxe comes out next week for the Nintendo Switch. Nintendo sent us an advance code. We downloaded it and we've been playing it. Now, I'll say this about Mario Kart 8. It is fantastic. Now, they say that Mario Karts are like James Bond actors. Whichever one you see first is the one that you think is the best. But as somebody that's played a lot of Mario Kart, in my opinion, Mario Kart 8 is the best. It is my favorite. The one big place that has always been a huge oversight is that the battle mode in Mario Kart 8 is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the main things that they fixed in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch. They've added 8 new battle arenas, including a new Splatoon-flavored battle arena. And they've added 2 new Splatoon characters, Inkling Girl and Inkling Boy. They don't get real specific with names over there, but they are also in it. And I'll say the battle mode is great.
Yeah.
They really
fixed it then to where it goes from something you hated to now you love it?
I don't know if I'd say I love it. I like it. If you're playing with friends, battle mode's a lot of fun. And I don't know if the other battle modes had this, but this has actually got an option to put in computer-controlled characters. So, like, I was just playing with one other person, but it was still frantic because there were 6 other characters out there that the computer was controlling in battle mode. Lots of fun. They also say it has visual enhancements, which I guess. Like, maybe it
sometimes
runs...
Sometimes you just say, like, yeah, it does, and you don't know for sure.
You know, the big question for me was, how would Mario Kart control on those little Joy-Cons? I don't like the Joy-Cons when you're playing with them as, like, a tiny little individual Joy-Con. But you know what? It surprised me a little bit. I was able to jump on Mario Kart 8 and play with that Joy-Con and have no real problem with how small it was. So, again, I only played 2-player, but we still had a great time. And I played it, Nikki, in portable mode. So, like, I set it on the table, put out the kickstand, and we played Mario Kart 8 on that. And you know what? I'll be darned if that didn't work just fine.
It was perfectly great for you.
Well, my thought was on that, you know, the Switch is big, but it's not that big. So I thought, man, this is going to be way too small. Like, there's just no way that we're going to really actually want to take it somewhere and play it like this. And you know what? It worked just fine. I was surprised by how easy it was to carry it around and play it that way. So with the little controller and the little screen, still had a great Mario Kart 8 Deluxe experience. The only thing about it that I'll say is this. If you're like me and you've got a Wii U, you bought Mario Kart 8 and you bought the DLC. So you've already dropped like $80 on Mario Kart.
So you feel like you're still dropping more money on something that you've already got.
In this package, $60, you got the revamped battle mode. You've got some new characters. You've got the portability, which is the big, big thing that you can take it with you. If I didn't mention it, all the DLCs included and everything's unlocked at the beginning. Like, you unlock cart options, but all the characters are already unlocked and all the courses are unlocked. So I think Mario Kart 8 is excellent. You'll have to decide on the value proposition if you already have it for the Switch, for the Wii U. But if you've never played Mario Kart 8, it is a spectacular game on the Nintendo Switch. You want to hear some more Riot Control? Subscribe to our podcast, or of course, you can go to riot.radiou.com. Also, let us know if there's something we haven't talked about that you think we should.
This was the worst of the Riot, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
I hate the fact that I'm gainfully employed and I have to spend time with people I like and a job I enjoy. Oh!